Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids. Designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A woman named Nicole was booted from Disney World. A ride attendant would not let her board the Frozen ride because of what she was wearing. And she was very embarrassed by the whole situation. This is Nicole explaining what happened.
We were allowed entry into the park with no problem. We were having a great time. And then we got to the front of the line. There were even several workers working the ride. Like when you go to the entrance, they didn't say anything. They had told us to have a great time. We get to the front, we're about to get on the cart, and the woman stops me and says, you can't get on the ride dressed like that. So it was my top, she said it was too revealing, but there was nothing revealing at all. It was a padded sports bra. I wasn't really thinking twice.
Now, Danny has gone on many Disney rides wearing a padded sports bra, and nobody's ever stopped him.
Yeah, well, it's just because I wear it better.
That's very, yes,
thank you.
So my husband and I started arguing with her, you know, no one said anything to us. How could you just stop us as we're about to get on the ride? There's plenty of people in the park with crop tops on.
I saw the picture and I'll be honest, it seems, I think I've seen people wear way less. I don't get it because she's wearing just like yoga pants, a white sports bra, but it looks like a tank top. Like maybe there's like 2 to 3 inches of skin showing from the bottom of the sports bra to the top of the yoga pants.
Everybody is wearing cropped tops.
I feel like I've seen people in bikinis at Disney.
100%. It's hot there.
I wear a thong. Nothing else.
Oh, they did want her to buy a $45 shirt to cover it up, though. That would have solved the problem.
Okay, I respect the capitalism right there.
Right? So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. Rob from Kingston, our simple question to you, where have you been denied or where have you been kicked out of?
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Rob?
How you doing?
Great.
I was kicked out of the YMCA for a tattoo that I had gotten when I was 18.
Had that tattoo ever been an issue anywhere else before?
Never.
Is it a tattoo of YMCA with a red circle and a line through it? Like what?
No. It is, it was kind of a prank. It was gone too far. It's a tattoo that says, beware of monster. And with an arrow pointed in a direction. Yeah.
That's funny and harmless in my opinion.
Yeah,
I thought so. However, parents at the YMCA thought otherwise. And
which is funny because they'll be like, what about the children? I'm like, all right, well, chances are that child can't read what's even on his body.
Right?
Rob, right? Do you have any idea how many people complained?
I don't know how many, but I do know that I was asked to either cover up or leave.
So what did you do?
I left.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay,
now, I haven't been back.
Do you still have the tattoo, or did you ever get it covered up?
Oh, it's still there.
I bet they get some interesting conversations from people. When the shirt comes off, beware of monster.
206-803-ROCK. Our simple question to is it Birdie in Belfair?
Yeah.
Where have you been denied, or where have you been kicked out of?
The only place I've ever been kicked out of was a karaoke bar in Seattle.
Were you singing a really bad song?
No. So we were bar hopping and we were drunk, but I don't think it was my fault that we got kicked out. But we tipped the karaoke MC $10 to like get on the list because we really wanted to sing a song. And we later like checked in with her and say, hey, can we get on the list? And she got so offended. She got on the microphone and started berating us because apparently she'd get tipped $100 by people. And she was so offended. She asked us to get kicked out.
Wow. Dude, I mean, I'm sure there's some great karaoke hosts, but there are also some that just seem super entitled, where 100%. You're just like, okay, chill the F out. You realize that you're doing you're hosting a night that's meant for drunk people to sing songs drunkenly. Like, you should calm down with the patience.
It was crazy. And we asked people on our way out, like, did we do something wrong? And they said, no, that was wild.
So do you remember what song you guys wanted to sing?
Oh, gosh, no, I can't remember. I was pretty drunk.
If you were at karaoke right now, what song would you sing, Birdie?
I mean, a good go-to for me is I Will Survive by Gloria Trainor.
Oh, nice. I would kick you out if you try to sing that, too.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.